Well, once again, welcome back. Welcome to session number 4. Now, I got a question for you, and you know I gotta ask you this question. Did you do your exercises? Even if you jumped ahead or if you didn't jump ahead, I gotta ask you, it wouldn't be doing my job. Did you do your morning rituals? Maybe I'm your morning ritual. If I'm not, I hope I am, but also, did you do your morning rituals? Did you make your power moves, and did you ask yourself your empowering questions and direct your focus? I hope so. So if you did, great, congratulations, let's move on. How does it make you feel when you do it? Does it make you feel powerful? Well, I got a secret for you. You ain't seen nothing yet. Give yourself a few days of this, and you'll be unstoppable. Well, listen, I'm excited about today's session because we're beginning what is the heart of the program, the 10 steps to sales mastery. And what this will become for you is like your morning ritual or your success ritual for effective influence. You do this and it'll become who you are. It'll be amazing. Now, as you know, Tony is an expert at modeling, looking for the strategies and tools in their proper sequence that can be used to consistently produce a result, a great result. These 10 steps are designed to help you produce the result every time you're with a client or a spouse or a child or whoever it is that you're influencing. And what's important to recognize about them is that each step is an essential part of the process. You can be a great closer, but if you never engage your client in the first place, you're not going to produce the result. And you can engage and enroll them in wanting to follow through, but then you'll fail to compel them to actually take action, and it all adds up to the same thing. Zero. So you got to have it all together. When you put it all together, it all works like magic. So there are 10 steps that Tony's going to walk you through, and they're divided into 3 overall phases. And if it helps you, these steps are summarized in your workbook and your power tools flashcards. Now, let's get ready to cover the first 3 steps in this session, all about preparing and engaging your clients. Remember, that's just the first part. So be sure that you participate actively. And let me share with you what that means. Do the exercises, that's obvious. And when Tony asks you to yell back the answers, do it. Yell back the answer. You know, it's like I said, you might look crazy to other people doing it, but that's okay. Because my philosophy is, it's better to look crazy and do something different and get the results than do the same thing over and over again and not get results. So yell back the answer, fully engage, use your entire physiology as you do it. Put a smile on your face and act as though he's talking directly to you because he is. And I'll be checking in with you at the end of each step. So you're going to want to have completed the homework before I get a hold of you. And once Tony gives you the overview, he'll start with step 1 as the main part of this session, titled, Prepare and Do Your Homework. So let's get started.
Well, we've worked pretty hard, and we've done a lot of research, if you will, and we've created a tremendous foundation. We studied really what is it that makes people buy, and we now know what it is. We know it isn't the traditional things we've heard, but that people really buy states, and that your job and mine is to be an effective motivator. Somebody who finds a real want and ignites it, you know, experiences it, develops a little hurt, and also somebody who helps people to justify. We've spent a lot of time on managing ourselves, learning how to persuade ourselves so that we can persuade other people in a very deep and impactful way. But I guess the real question now is, how do we take all these individual ideas and put them together into an order that makes sense? Something you can do easily, quickly, consistently to create the level of result you want in the selling situations on a daily basis. You know, it's not only important what you know, but it's also important what you do in terms of its order. The idea of syntax is an important distinction to make if you're modeling successful people. You don't want to just do what they do. You want to do what they do in the order in which they do it. A good example would be opening a vault. If you know all the right elements, you know all the right numbers, but you put them together in the wrong order and sequence, you will not get the same result. You won't get to the treasure. If you're going to create something that you've made from a recipe and use all the right ingredients, but you put it in the wrong order, you will not get the same result. So we've created an order for you, and we're going to be able to now pick up some steam. We've spent a long time on the foundation. Some of the subjects we're going to cover now that we're putting them in an order, we'll be able to get through in 5 minutes. You'll already have a foundation because you've already talked about some of them, and you'll now, it'll make more sense. You'll see, oh, I see how that relates to something else. So what we're going to share with you now is the foundation of what I think you came here for the program. 10 steps to sales mastery. And what you're going to find out is you've got 80% of it right now. The 20% is putting in an order and making some more distinctions. So let's do that now. The first thing we've done to help you to memorize this and remember it is I've chunked my perception of the sales process into three phases. And the three phases of selling are, number one, we must engage the prospect. We got to get them involved with us. Now, that's going to have several points. Think about what would it take to engage somebody without me even telling you the steps that are involved in engaging. What would they be? If you want somebody to be engaged with you in conversation, well, there's a couple things. One thing is you obviously have to get their attention. You have to make some contact with them and obviously you have to get their interest. And those are some of the steps that are involved in engaging. The second phase is once somebody's really there and they're engaged with you, you now got to enroll them. And again, think about enrolling somebody. If you're going to enroll somebody in a course, if you're going to enroll somebody in school, there's certain information you'd have to know. You'd have to qualify them. And you'd have to make sure that for you to enroll them, that they felt pretty good about your school and your product, and they were feeling pretty certain that it was the place they wanted to enroll. And those are some of the elements here as well. And then after you've got them engaged and they're enrolled, now you got to compel them so they want to do it now. You got to push them over the edge. You got to make sure they actually show up and they don't just enroll. So those are the three phases. So what I'm going to ask you to do is some silly things, if you will. I'd like to ask you, if you would with me, to just do something rote. I want you to just say these over and over again till you know them. I think you find it quite fun and quite easy. For starters, there are three phases and 10 steps. So the three phases of selling are, number one, what? Engage. Number two, enroll. Phase number three, compel. Pretty simple. So let's now take those three phases and chunk them down into 10 steps. Phase number one is called what? Great. There are 5 steps to engaging. We've got 10 steps total, so again, remember this. There are 3 phases to selling, 10 steps. It'll help you to chunk it down, if you will.